surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean, 200 rainy days a year, but today is the last day of so-called free water in Ireland. From tomorrow, all homes will pay, and in January will get their first bills from Irish Water. Until June, the amount you'll pay will be capped, depending on how many people live in your house and how many of them are children, whether you have a meter or not. The charges were set by the Commission for Energy Regulation. They've announced those charges this morning, and they're set up to the end of 2016. Commissioner Paul McGowan is here now. Paul, thank you very much for coming into us.
Good morning.
All customers will be capped at the assessed unmetered charge. What does that mean?
What does that mean? The water charge is set on a very basic, very simple formula. If you if people take water and wastewater services from Irish Water, they will pay €4.88 per 1,000 litres. If they take water or sewerage only, they would pay €2.44 per 1,000 litres. And every household would have a free allowance of 30,000 litres. Now, most people won't have a meter or won't be on a meter charge from day one. They'll actually be on an assessed charge. And, for example, that assessed charge for a one-person, a one-adult household, would be €176, or for a two-adult household, €278. But even once their meter is installed, for 9 months, their charges will be capped at that assessed charge level.
And this is to 9 months from tomorrow, yes?
9 months from tomorrow or from the date that their meter is installed. So if your meter is installed already, then your charges will be capped at the assessed charge until June of next year. If your meter gets installed, let's say, in January of next year, then you'll have until September for this cap to apply. And it's an opportunity for you to look at your metered consumption and make any changes that you can to your overall water usage to keep your bills down.
Okay, so just to be clear, assuming that I am paying for the water that comes in and comes out, whether or not I have a meter or I don't have a meter, if there's two adults and two children in the house, no matter how much water I use, even if I have a child who flushes the toilet every 5 minutes, I know exactly what I'm going to be paying between now and June, yes?
You do indeed.
How much?
It'll be the assessed charge for the two-adult household, €278.
176 for a single adult.
That's correct.
And it's 102 essentially for every adult on top of that.
Approximately €102 for every extra adult on top of that. And the purpose of the assessed charge is really to give people an opportunity to look at their metered usage and make changes, if they can, to their water consumption before they face the full cost.
So what happens after June?
Well, if the 9 months is up and you have had your meter installed for the 9 months, then you will be charged based on your metered usage.
So you can expect to pay more?
You can expect, if you use more than our estimated averages, which the assessed charge is based on, then you will pay more than the assessed charge. But if you use less, you will pay less.
Okay, if I find, for example, that after the 9 month period is over, that I'm using an awful lot more water than you think I should be using, and I suspect I have a leak, what happens?
Well, it's important to know whether or not you've got a leak. Irish Water will be putting in place a first fix policy, and this is essentially where a leak is discovered on the customer side of the meter. Irish Water will undertake to fix that first leak.
Who has to find it, me or Irish Water?
Oh, a combination. If Irish Water discover it when they're putting in the meter, then they'll note it down. If you think you have a leak, then you should phone up Irish Water and notify them.
Do I pay for the leaked water before I notify anybody?
As long as you have notified or it's known that you have a leak, the cap will apply. You will pay no more than the assessed charge until the first fix has been carried out. And details of that first fix will be published on our website before the end of this month.
If I use less than you anticipate that I'm going to use, will I get my money back?
You'll get your money back.
When?
The rebates will apply. Well, we had originally said that you would have to wait 12 months, but I'm pleased to say that based on the comments that we've reduced that now to 6 months. So after 6 months, you will get a rebate if you have been overpaying for your water.
If I'm in a part of the country where I can't drink the water, how much of a discount am I going to get?
Well, it's actually going to be a 100% discount from 24 hours after you're notified that your water is
unfit. For the water in, but not the water
only
out.
Only for the water in, not for the water out. So if, for example, we take the assessed charge of €278, half of that charge would be waived, but the other half of the charge will continue to be paid because clearly you would still be using the sewerage services.
How long does my water have to be undrinkable before I stop paying for it?
24 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours. It was originally proposed that it would be 3 months and that you would have a 50% discount and then that would rise to 100%. But we have listened to the feedback from our public consultation and the discount is now 100% after 24 hours.
If I tick the box on the form that says that I may have special requirements, in other words, I may need to use more water because I'm ill or there's somebody who's ill in my house, what happens to me?
If you have a medical condition, which means that you need to consume more water than would be normal, then you self-declare that to Irish Water, and Irish Water will cap your water charges at the assessed charge.
So, and that pertains right to the end of 2016?
All the details that we are announcing today in terms of charges, caps, rebates apply until the end of 2016.
So just to take an example, one adult on their own requiring extra water for, we'll say dialysis for example, even if my meter shows me using an awful lot more water than is prescribed here, I won't pay any more than €176 a year, yes?
Yes, you will pay €176 a year maximum, assuming that you take both water and wastewater services from Irish Water.
Will the allowances change between now and 2016?
The allowances, the free household allowance of 30,000 litres will not change.
And the 21,000 for children?
21,000, we have based that on the best available data that we have available to us. We will be monitoring that on a quarterly basis. If it is not correct, if the 21,000 is wrong, then we will change it. But it based on the best available data we have available to us.
What do you mean if it's wrong?
Well, if, for example, it turns out, it's based on metered data over a 9-month period. If we continue to monitor it and it turns out that 21,000 isn't in fact correct, then we will make
adjustments. So if you find after a period of time that children are using, on average, an awful lot more than 21,000 litres a year, you'll change it, yes?
We will make adjustments.
How soon?
We have committed that we would make the adjustments during the interim review period. I can't give you an exact date because we don't know when any information would come to light.
If I have a mixed-use house, in other words, say, for example, I have a shop downstairs and I live upstairs, how am I going to be charged?
Okay, well, if you're a mixed-use premises, essentially you are already paying for a non-domestic water tariff through what would have been your local authority and will ultimately be Irish Water. And you would have been receiving a free allowance of water for your domestic portion. Now you will also be charged the assessed charge for the domestic water charges by Irish Water.
I know you don't want to get into the controversy about PPS numbers. That's not really your remit. It's Irish Water's. But if I don't provide a PPS number, Irish Water tell me I won't get my free allowance. Mm-hmm. How much will I be charged then?
Basically, you would lose your free allowance and you would lose your free allowances for any children that you
have.
So
how much would those free allowances cost?
Well, let's take the two adult household, leaving aside the children, on €278. Their bill would go to over €400 if they didn't have their free allowances.
A lot of people are very unhappy about the charges. For example, if you have grown-up children who are essentially classified as adults, say, for example, two adults and three people living in the house between the ages of 18, 21, 25, they're going to be paying €586 a year.
That's right. Well, that's because the definition of children is quite clearly been set for us in that it relates to people who are in receipt of child benefit. So the rules are very clear in terms of what constitutes a child for the purposes of that free allowance.
The average household, defined here as essentially two adults, irrespective of children, 278 being the cost that they will all pay between now and June. That's higher than the government had promised initially, isn't it?
Well, the government set an average charge, but bear in mind that there are single-person households, so the average is lower than the 278. But what we're trying to set out is for typical households. The one-person household will face a charge of €176 for both services. The two-person household will face a charge of €278 for both services.
VAT, is it included in this?
There's no VAT on the water bill.
Okay, so the prices that are stated
saying here today are the charges that people will pay.
How did you arrive at these numbers?
We took a submission from Irish Water in terms of what they thought it would cost them to run the Irish Water system for 2.25 years. We reviewed those costs. So, for example, they asked us to approve €2.26 billion in costs over the 2.25 years. We reviewed it. We cut that by just over 8%.
Why?
Well, we didn't agree with everything that they were looking for, that's our job, to scrutinise and identify where efficiencies can be made. So, for example, on their OPEX, their operational expenditure, we identified efficiencies of 7% per annum. So we expect them to reduce their operating expenditure by 14% by the end of this control.
So you, in your view, their operating costs were higher than you thought was permissible, yes?
They're higher than they need to be, and we've compared them to other relevant utilities in the UK and elsewhere. And when we get to the next price control, we'll be looking at introducing even more stringent OPEX efficiencies on Irish Waters, because ultimately anything that Irish Water spends has to be recovered from Irish Water.
Does that include the cost of consultants, for example?
The cost of everything, the cost of labour, the cost of consultancy, the cost of consumables, their costs of energy, and anything that they spend, whether it's capital or operating expenditure, we would expect them to seek efficiencies.
Why did you wait until now? This is the last day. We're going to be billed from tomorrow. Why did it take you as long as up until the last minute?
It's been an incredibly challenging timeline for everybody involved in this process to get these water charges in place and announced for the 1st of October.
Can I just go back to you again on the revenue streams from Irish Water? Mm-hmm. Was there anything you suggested to them for how they could rein in their costs? Because, as you said, you've essentially introduced an 8.2% reduction in how much they think it's going to run their operations between now and 2016.
When we looked at Irish Water's costs, we identified, as I said to you, that on OPEX that they should achieve 7% per annum efficiency savings. We noted a number of areas. For example, we have highlighted that we think their labour costs are high compared to other comparable utilities in Great Britain. But when we set them their target of reducing their costs...
When you say labour costs, do you mean the money they're paying
cost
themselves?
Cost of employing people, yeah. When we set them their target, we don't specify where they make the savings. We give them a target and it's up to them how they achieve it. Whether they achieve it through savings in consumables, labour, energy, whatever it is, it's up to them. We set them a global reduction that they have to achieve.
With the exception of the children's allowance, the free allowance for children, is that it now? Is that all set and done between now and 2016? Or are you going to come back here between now and then and make changes?
Our expectation certainly is that the charge that we've announced here today will apply until December 2016.
Paul McGowan, Commissioner at the Commission for Energy Regulation. Thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning.
You.